We are visiting today with Jake West of Van Wall Energy at the Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines today. And Jake, first of all, tell me what Van Wall Energy does.
Well, we primarily sell wind turbines and solar panels to the agriculture community as a means to help our customers save money, be more profitable, more competitive in their marketplace, and reduce that risk of rising electric costs in the future.
And I'm noticing here, over here, you have kind of a diorama of what this looks like. How many solar panels do you typically put on a hog barn to power it?
Well, a typical 2,500 head wean to finish building would need about a 45 kW solar array. And I think that's about 150 panels, roughly. We typically, you know, we can put them either on the roof or the ground-mounted situation. We prefer the ground-mount situation because long-term I think it'll be the better option. But it just varies. Each site is a little bit different, and we like to work with the farmers and try to meet their needs.
I was going to say, with the solar panels, like when it comes to weather, such as snow or something, if it gets on there, like on the roof, how does that work?
Well, during the wintertime, we got issues with snow, obviously. So it's a little easier for the snow to slide off the array when it's on the ground because we're at a 30-degree tilt angle, which is best for the sun to collect the energy. On the roof, if we're dealing with a 412 pitch, a little less of a slope, a little harder to get the snow off, whereas on the ground, the customer, the person can go out there and pull the snow off if needed. But we kind of take that in perspective. You know, we don't have as much sun in the wintertime, and so all that's figured into our calculations.
Now, how long have you guys been around?
Well, Van Wall Group has been around for 45 years, a family-based owned company. And the energy division, which I head up, has been around for 5-6 years.
So what kind of made you get into the energy industry, I guess?
Well, the owner, Don Van Howling, really was looking for a way to help our customers be more profitable and reduce that risk of rising electric costs on each of their own farm sites. And he originally looked at wind energy and now solar as a means to do that.
And how much, I guess, if you could give a rough estimate, I guess, how much cost saving is this compared to regular electricity?
Well, I can tell you this. Most of our customers are paying around 12 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity, and we can produce electricity for 3 cents. And so normal payback we would see with incentives like a tax credit or REAP grant, we'd see a 3-4 year payback on their investment. And it's a very good long-term, low-risk investment because the solar panels are warrantied for 25 years on output, on production. We have a 20-year warranty on the racking and 25-year warranty on the inverters. So it's a very low-maintenance, low-risk investment.
And what are farmers who've bought this equipment, I guess, saying that you've talked to, I guess, so far?
Well, a lot of our projects, they're we're able to eliminate their electric bills, so they're very excited. And they're so excited they're telling other people about it. In one case, you know, they're able to bank extra kilowatt-hour credits so that on the cloudy days or the rainy days, we can still burn off those credits at full retail value. So in every case, you know, whether it's wind power or solar, our customers are fairly excited about their investment and looking forward to many years of production.
How much does it cost to put one of these up?
Well, a solar array on average would be around, for a 2,500 head hog building, would be around $130,000. That's turnkey. We produce and handle all the permitting and the grant work and all that stuff, installation. And we're a partner of choice with Iowa Farm Bureau, which we're really proud of because that helps us get our name out there to producers and on the edges of the state. And for Iowa Farm Bureau members, they get an additional $2,500 off a solar project that would go toward the maintenance for 5 years.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, we're excited to be at the Iowa Pork Congress. This is our 6th year we've been here. And it makes sense for producers to stop by and learn more about it, educate themselves, because in my opinion, electric rates are just going up, and this is a great way to make a solid, low-risk investment into making their investment more profitable.
Jake, thanks for your time today.
All right, thank you.